Old stories tell how Hercules a dragon slew at Lerna. With 7 heads and 14 eyes to see and well discern. But he had a club, this dragon to drub, or he had ne'er don't, I warrant ye. But more of more whole with nothing at all, he slew the dragon of Wantley. This dragon had 2 furious wings, each one upon each shoulder, with a sting in his tail as long as a flail, which made him bolder and bolder. He had long claws, and in his jaws 4 and 40 teeth of iron, with a hide as tough as any buff, which did him round environ. Have you not heard that the Trojan horse held 70 men in his belly? This dragon was not quite so big, but very near, I'll tell ye. Devour he did poor children 3 that could not with him grapple, and at one sup he ate them up as one should eat an apple. All sorts of cattle this dragon did eat, some say he'd eat up trees, and that the forest sure he would devour up by degrees. 4 houses and churches were to him gorse and birches, he eat all and left none behind, but some stones, dear Jack, which he could not crack, which on the hills you will find. In Yorkshire near fair Rotherham, the place I know it well, some 2 or 3 miles or thereabouts, I vow I cannot tell. But there is a hedge just on the mill edge, and Matthew's house hard by it. Oh, there and then was this dragon's den, you could not choose but spy it. Some say this dragon was a witch, some say he was the devil, for from his nose a smoke arose, and with it burning snivel, which he cast off when he did cough in a well that he did stand by, which made it look just like a brook running with burning brandy. Hard by a furious knight there dwelt, of whom all towns did ring, for he could wrestle, play at quarterstaff, kick, cuff, box, huff, call son of a whore, do any kind of thing. By the tail and the mane, with his hands twain, he swung a horse till he was dead. And that which was stranger, he for very anger eat him all up but his head. These children, as I told, being eat, men, women, girls, and boys, sighing and sobbing, came to his lodging and made a hideous noise. Oh, save us all, more of Moor Hall, thou peerless knight of these woods. Do but slay this dragon, we won't leave us a rag on, we'll give thee all our goods. Tut, tut, quoth he, no goods I want, but I want in sooth, a fair maid of 16 that's brisk and smiles about the mouth, hair as black as a sloe, both above and below, with a blush her cheeks adorning, to naunt me or night ere I go to fight, and to dress me in the morning. This being done, he did engage to hew this dragon down, but first he went new armor to bespeak at Sheffield town, with spikes all about, not within but without, of steel so sharp and strong, both behind and before, arms, legs, all o'er, some 5 or 4 inches long. Had you but seen him in this dress, how fierce he looked and big, you would have thought him for to be an Egyptian porcupig. He frighted all cats, dogs, and all, each cow, each horse, and each hog, for fear did flee, for they took him to be some strange outlandish hedgehog. To see this flight, all people there got up on trees and houses, on churches some, and chimneys too, but they put on their trousers, not to spoil their hose, as soon as he rose, to make him strong and mighty. He drank by the tail 6 pots of ale and 1 quart of aqua vitae. It is not strength that always wins, for wit doth strength excel, which made our cunning champion creep down into a well, where he did think this dragon would drink, and so he did in truth. And as he stooped low, he rose up and cried, "Bow," and hit him in the mouth. "Oh," quoth the dragon, "pox take you, come out, thou that disturb'st me in my drink." And then he turned and shit at him, good lack, how he did stink. "Beshrew thy soul, thy body is foul, the dung smells not like balsam. Thou son of a whore, thou stink'st so sore, sure thy diet it is unwholesome." Our politic knight on the other side crept out upon the brink, and gave the dragon such a doust, he knew not what to think. "By cock," quoth he, "say you so, do you see?" And then at him he let fly, with hand and with foot, and so they went to it, and the word it was, "Hey, boys, hey." "Your word," quoth the dragon, "I don't understand." Then to it they fell at all, like to wild bears, so fierce I may compare great things with small. 2 days and a night with this dragon did fight our champion on the ground. Though their strength it was great, yet their skill it was neat, they never had one wound. At length the hard earth began for to quake, the dragon gave him such a knock, which made him to reel, and straightway he thought to lift him high as a rock, and thence let him fall, but more of more haul, like a valiant son of Mars. As he came like a lout, so he turned him about and hit him a kick on the arse. "Oh," quoth the dragon with a sigh, and turned 6 times together, sobbing and tearing, cursing and swearing out of his throat of leather. "Oh, thou rascal, more of more haul, would I had seen you never. With the thing at my foot, thou hast pricked my arse gut. Oh, I am quite undone forever." "Murder, murder," the dragon cried, "alack, alack for grief. Had you but missed that place, you could have done me no mischief." Then his head he shaked, trembled and quaked, and down he laid and cried. First on one knee, then on back tumbled he, so groaned, kicked, shit, and died.